As the world media continued to put Israel under a microscope, drawing attention to every incident of violence in Gaza and usually buying the Hamas spin, a massacre was happening not far away in Syria. Eyewitnesses and monitoring groups accused the Syrian Transitional Security Forces of executing Druze civilians in cold blood, Rizik Alibi reported on July 16 in the media line. One of the most harrowing video clips shared online showed 10 Druze men drenched in blood inside the Al Radwan Madafa, some lying motionless on the floor, others slumped on sofas. Torn photos of Druze clerics and smashed furniture lay scattered across the room, a chilling scene interpreted by many as a retaliatory message. According to Rizik, units from Syria's Ministries of Defense and Interior stormed into the city of As-Suwayda and, what followed was a blood-soaked escalation. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, SOAR, reported that 21 Druze civilians were executed, most of them inside traditional madaif, gathering halls, considered sacred and social symbols in Druze culture. If you don't recall reading about the worldwide condemnations of these murders, it's because there wasn't any. As Melanie Phillips writes in JNS, this slaughter elicited no condemnation from those who, day in and day out, signal their own supposed virtue by falsely accusing Israel of war crimes. Faced with the evidence of a horrific attempt to exterminate the Druze, demonstrators who have been screaming about Israel's genocide for the past 21 months were conspicuously absent from the streets and campuses. The likes of Amnesty and Human Rights Watch were silent. Al Jilani's troops reportedly slaughtered the entire staff at Suwayda's hospital along with their patients. Yet from those who falsely accuse Israel of targeting hospitals in Gaza in order to kill patients and staff, and who wickedly ignore the fact that Hamas has turned them into terrorist hubs and thus made them into legitimate military targets, there was only silence. Why was there only silence? The answer is as obvious as it is shameful: no Jews were involved. Indeed, the only time the world seemed to wake up is when Israel came to the rescue of the Druze. Israel went into Syria to defend them. The IDF conducted dozens of airstrikes targeting Syrian government troop convoys, and also struck the Syrian Defense Ministry headquarters in Damascus and sites near the presidential palace. Under this pressure, a ceasefire was agreed, and Syrian forces withdrew from Suwayda, Phillips writes. As Brooke Goldstein posted on X, the only country that didn't stay silent was Israel. Home to a large Druze population, Israel acted immediately after these horrific videos surfaced. But because we're talking about Israel, that's not the way the mainstream media portrayed it. The LA Times, for example, offered this anodyne headline: Israel bombs Damascus military HQ as sectarian strife rages in Syria. Why would the Times erase the slaughter of Druze from its headline? Maybe because it didn't fit their preferred, big bad Israel narrative. Ignoring massacres to focus on the Jews and Israel is nothing new. As Dumasani Washington posted on X after the Druze massacre, it's not just Syria. Islamic-led slavery and/or genocides are happening in Nigeria, Sudan, Mauritania, Libya, Algeria, the entire western region of Africa, and more. But because Jews and Israel have had nothing to do with these humanitarian disasters, the world media has remained eerily silent. Evidently, when Muslims or other non-Jews do the killing, it doesn't hold the same drama as when Jews are involved. Jews, after all, are the cool people who run Hollywood, and Israel is the startup nation that is the envy of the region. It's a much sexier story when they do the killing. The converse, of course, is also true. It's a much less interesting story when the Jews are the ones being killed. Yes, this is a cynical and troubling take, but that doesn't make it any less true. For the Druze being slaughtered in Syria, or the millions of other victims around the world whose plight get no media attention because Jews are not involved, do they really care who's doing the killing?